William, what are we doing now?
We are now going to focus on how we sit and how we get in and out of a chair. We've done in and out of a room. Now we're going to worry about chairs and our posture in the chair.
So do you ever think, John, about the way that you sit?
Oh, all the time, Becky. Yes, I'm very, very conscious of it. How I slide in and out of a chair is...
No, not slide in and out of a chair. We want to almost glide in and out of a chair.
Got the wrong word there. Glide.
Slide's what a slug does, John.
Should Lou go first?
I would like Lou, let's see what you do anyway, because you might be marvellous.
Go on, Lou.
Just get in out of that chair. He's walking up to it. Oh, yeah, he's hauled himself in and...
Arms folded, legs apart.
Right, yes.
Feeling very at home.
That's relaxed to me, that's nice.
What you're doing there with your arms in front of you, it's a barrier position, and that's quite negative, I
think. Let him in the house and sit like this. Usually nod off for 5 minutes.
Right. Well, try not to. Oh, it's doing a lesson here. Stay with us. Okay. And now let's have you coming out of the chair. Oh, yes, a big heave. Not very gamely. Let's have a look what John is doing now.
He's all right, that.
Perfect, that, Luke. Yeah. Perfect.
John's getting in the chair.
Sorry, I'm going to glide up to the chair.
Glide up to the chair. Oh, good. And look what he's done with his legs. He's crossing his legs. Now, your ankles...
Is that good?
That is good. What you were doing, Lou, is your legs were a bit apart, showing the crown jewels off, which we don't necessarily
not
want.
Not wrong with that.
Does one show a bit of sock when one sat down?
Well, thankfully, as we're not in the Victorian times now, you can show a little bit of ankle, but they're quite jolly socks. They're fun, aren't they? But you could... Now, let's just see you getting out, because you're getting in was a bit shaky. Well done. Now, you did that pretty good. You went through the knees. So I'll just show you, Lou, really, for your benefit.
To glide, Lou.
What we do is when we're getting into the chair, there's no need to look at the chair as we walk up to it and stare at it because it's not going anywhere. Feel the chair with the back of your legs, with your sort of calves / knees, and then we go through the knees, sitting down, and then position ourselves into the chair.
So, Lou and John, what do you think about the way that William's sitting there? His knees are together, one foot is in front of the other, and his hands are sort of crossed.
Gently clasped.
Sorry, forgive me, gently clasped.
See, this is all to do with, like, metrosexual society and all that now,
I think it's very elegant. Very, very elegant.
Really? You think it's
yeah.
to do...
William's sitting, he's very feminine.
How dare you? There's nothing feminine about me. I've never been so out.
Not being funny or anything, but that's just the way it looks.
If I sat like you were sitting...
Which is legs apart and...
Apart.
Depends where you were. If you were in the vault of my local pub and sat how you were sat before, people might...
Even the way you were sat, John.
Yeah, they might make reference.
Yeah.
You minimise space if you're packed in on the tram or on a bus, let's say.
Or
you
in
can't...
the vault of a pub when you're watching the football.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the vault of a pub to watch football, William?
I don't know what football is.
Maybe you should come with me one Saturday
afternoon
to watch the football.
I'll clear my diary.